Well, it's now been 6 months since the U.S. began evacuating tens of thousands in Afghanistan after that country's government fell and U.S. troops withdrew. Many refugees are now in resettlement cities across the U.S., but a murky bureaucratic process is still keeping families apart. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Elisa Resnick reports.
On a recent video call to Turkey, Ahmad Naim Wakili's daughter didn't recognize him.
She don't know me, who I am. It was very difficult for me.
She's two, with a mop of curly hair and big blue-green eyes like her mom. He has an album full of pictures of the two of them on his phone.
He's my daughter.
Goodness, she's so cute.
She was 15 months.
But he hasn't seen them in almost a year. Wakili is an Afghan refugee who landed in Tucson last year after being evacuated from his country in August. He was an assistant judge there at a court at the Bagram Air Base outside Kabul. He adjudicated terrorism cases involving ISIS fighters, Al-Qaeda members, and the Taliban. The work almost killed him. A rocket hit his car a few years back. Weeks before he was evacuated, he survived a shooting attack that left him with one kidney. Photos taken during his recovery show him lying in a hospital bed with a blue, bruised face and eyes swollen shut.
This was almost 3 years ago.
Three years ago, it was a different attack.
Yeah, the attack by rocket.
Attacks like those are why Wakili asked his wife to live outside Afghanistan a few years ago. He says his work at the airbase meant it just wasn't safe for her there. She gave birth to their daughter in Turkey. Now the two of them are stuck there. A mountain of U.S. government paperwork stands in the way of their journey to reunite with Wakili in Tucson.
Somewhere in here I've got the full package, but it's like pages and pages long. This is what...
Steve Kozacik is a Tucson City Council member. We're looking through emails on his computer about Wakili's case. He first met Wakili last October and asked him to be the judge to swear him into office.
Here's a guy who's an Afghan refugee. He's been here for 2 months. He's already participating in our democratic process and found out about his wife and daughter still stuck in Turkey. And so we said, let's get him reunited.
Since then, Kozacik's reached out to agencies across the U.S. to get Wakili's wife and daughter to Tucson. It hasn't happened yet.
Congressional offices, the senator's office, State Department. The only piece of good news is they're on a list.
Wakili applied to get them here on humanitarian parole. It's an emergency immigration status the Department of Homeland Security grants to people who need to come to the U.S. immediately. It's the same status he and other Afghans were granted automatically after the evacuation. But Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, has rejected his wife and daughter's applications twice, citing payment issues. At $575 per person, Kozacik says the application fee alone can prevent many refugees from trying.
There is never an answer.
Sunil Varghese with the Refugee Resettlement Agency International Refugee Assistance Project, or IRAP, says one avenue for refugees is a special immigrant visa, known as a SIV. It's a status given to people in Afghanistan and Iraq who worked with the U.S. government or military and suffered serious harm as a result. DHS says more than 36,000 Afghans are applying for those visas or are expected to begin soon. Varghese says the process takes 9 months officially, but really, it can take years, and not everyone is eligible. Meanwhile, Afghans like Wakili only have humanitarian parole for 2 years. Varghese.
After that date, the person might be in the U.S. without any sort of lawful immigration status and required to go back to Afghanistan. And right now, the U.S. doesn't have a plan other than having all those people apply for asylum.
A spokesperson with USCIS said the agency usually receives less than 2,000 humanitarian parole requests in a year. But since last July, they've received more than 40,000 from Afghans alone. Some 930 have already been denied. It's a grim reality. Wakili knows well.
I'm in U.S. My brother and sister, they're in Pakistan. My mother and father, they're in Afghanistan. And my wife and daughter, they're in Turkey. It's one family.
He has a photo of him and his wife taken in Turkey last summer. They're standing in the airport with their arms around each other before he boards his plane back to Afghanistan. It was the last time they saw each other. He says he doesn't mind where they end up. Arizona, California, any other state. They just need to be there, together. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.